马可福音第二章到第三章六节。过了些日子，耶稣又进加百农，人听说他在屋里，于是许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是由四个人抬来的，因为人多无法抬到耶稣跟前，就把他所在那房子的屋顶拆了。既拆通了，就把摊子连锁躺卧的褥子都垂下去。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：孩子，你的罪赦了。有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：这个人为什么这样说呢？他说亵渎的话了。除了神一位之外，谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心中立刻知道他们心里这样讲论，就说：你们心里为什么这样议论呢？对摊子说：你的罪赦了。或说：起来，拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要让你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。就对摊子说：我吩咐你，起来，拿起你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿起褥子，当着众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀给神，说：我们从来没有见过这样的事。耶稣又到海边去，众人都到他跟前来，他就教导他们。耶稣往前走，看见亚勒非的儿子利未在税关坐着，就对他说：来跟从我。他就起来跟从耶稣。耶稣在利未家里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席，因为有很多人也跟随耶稣。法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣与众人和税吏一同吃饭，就对他们的门徒说：他与税吏和罪人一同吃饭吗？耶稣听见，就对他们说：健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我不是来招义人，而是招罪人。那时约翰的门徒和法利赛人都进食，他们都来问耶稣说：约翰的门徒和法利赛的门徒进食，你的门徒却不进食，这是为什么呢？耶稣对他们说：新郎和宾客在一起的时候，宾客怎么能进食呢？只要新郎和他们在一起，他们不能进食。但日子将到，新郎要被带走，那日子他们就要进食了。没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，若是这样，所补上的新布会撕破旧衣服，裂口就会更大了。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，酒会胀破皮袋，酒和皮袋都糟蹋了。相反的，新酒要装在新皮袋里。有一个安息日，耶稣从麦田经过，他的门徒走路的时候拾起麦穗。法利赛人对耶稣说：看哪，他们为什么做安息日不合法的事呢？耶稣对他们说：大卫跟从他的人饥饿需要食物所做的事，你们没有念过吗？他在亚比亚做大祭司的时候，怎么进了神的居所，吃了供饼，又给跟从他的人吃呢？这饼除了祭司以外，人都不可以吃。他又对他们说：安息日是为人所设立的，人不是为安息日设立的，所以人子也是安息日的主。耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说：起来，站在当中。又问众人说：在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说：伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就复了原。法利赛人出去，同西律一党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
Good morning, friends.
啊，兄弟姐妹们、朋友们，早安。啊，
他比较在江湖哦，我只讲 friend， 他有兄弟，怎么出来的？All right, let me ask, when we meet someone face to face for the first time, what do we do in trying to get to know that person?
当我们第一次遇见一个人的时候，我们会如何去做，去更加的了解这个人呢？
Well, we usually get some first impression by paying attention to the way in which the person carries himself or, herself, etc., etc., right?
我们对那个人的第一个印象通常会是通过那个人如何表现自己。
But I believe that many of us also go about this get to know you process with themselves or ourselves as a starting point. That means we get to know people by first thinking about ourselves.
我相信很多人是以本身为出发点来去实现这个了解你的这个过程。
Well, for example,
例如
you are on Facebook.
你用脸书。
I use Instagram.
我用 Instagram.
You are too old for me.
你太老了。
You know, something like that. From where, from who I am, I try to get to know who you are.
以我自己为出发点来了解你。
And we often try to get to know others based on our own interests and concerns. We use this as starting points.
我们以自己的利益和所关切的东西为那个出发点去了解别人。
In last week's sermon, Pastor Xiaohui asked us to imagine ourselves as people who know nothing about the man Jesus.
在上周的讲道啊，小辉牧师要求我们想象自己是一个对耶稣完全不认识的。
And with that as our starting point to figure out what was Jesus' main agenda.
以那个为出发点来想象那个耶稣的那个议程。
Well.For in today's text,
在今天的经文
what was for us a good exercise on imagination was the very thing that the Pharisees and others in the scripture that was read, that was exactly what they did.
我们所经历的就是在经文里所说到法利赛人和其他人在他们当时现实的生活中所经历的。
You see, at that time, a new rabbi popped up in the northern part of Israel.
一个新的拉比在以色列北部的那个出现。
He could do good, or he could influence the people for bad.
他可以影响人的好或者坏。
The Pharisees and the others were concerned about what this new rabbi was trying to do.
法利赛人他们顾虑到这个新的拉比到底想要做些什么。
They therefore checked him out.
所以他们查探了他。
And as to how Jesus was being sized up.
耶稣他们对耶稣的评估如何呢
？And how did they did it with the interests and concerns that they had?
他们是如何以他们的利益和顾虑来做到呢
？Mark told us through 5 encounters between them and Jesus.
马可通过他们法利赛人和耶稣的五次接触来告诉我们。
Well, the first encounter we heard just now was about Jesus healing a paralytic.
第一次是关于耶稣医治了一个瘫子。
The paralytic was in fact delivered to him by the friends after they have peeled off the roof of a house.
这个摊子是由他朋友把屋顶拆了之后坠下来到耶稣面前。
Now to see someone being healed, that was a good thing.
看到某人被医治是一件很好的事情。
But Jesus, of all things, chose on the occasion to say to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
但耶稣偏偏在那个场合对那摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
And sitting there watching him were scribes.
在那里坐着看着的有文士。
Those guys were mighty in their theology.
他们是神学的权威。
And when Jesus made the statement, they can't help but said it to themselves in their hearts.
当听到耶稣所说的之后，他们不禁心里这样想。
Hey, who can forgive sins but God?
除了神以外，有谁能够赦罪呢
？The new rabbi is blaspheming.
这个新的拉比说浅妄的话了。
And so the first encounter they gathered was, and so the impression that they gathered from the first encounter was that Jesus was a rabbi capable of blasphemy.
所以他们在第一次接触得到的印象是，耶稣这个拉比是一个会说浅妄的话的拉比。
The second encounter did not allow Jesus to leave with the religious people a bad impression.
第二次的接触也没有让耶稣留下一个拉比对耶稣留下。没有让那个法利赛人对耶稣留下一个好的印象。
对，拉比拉拉去拉到很乱的就是。Okay, now, Jesus was seen this round, feasting at a celebration held at Levi's place.
耶稣被看到在税吏的家坐席。
Levi was a tax collector.
他们是一个税吏。
We are more used to call him Matthew.
我们比较知道他叫马太。
But anyway, Levi was regarded as a traitor.
他被视为叛徒。
Because his job was to collect money from his own people and then give it to the bad guys, the Roman government.
因为他的工作是跟自己人收钱，然后交给罗马政府。
Now, friends, when a traitor throws a party, guess who will be there to cheer with him?
当一个叛徒举行一个宴席的时候，谁会和他一起欢呼呢？
And who will hiss at such a party?
谁会耻笑他呢？
Of course, it would be the tax collector and the others who are regarded as sinners that will party with a traitor.
当然，只有其他的税吏和那些罪人会和这个叛徒一同坐席。
The ones who are holier than thou, they will choose to stay far away.
那些比较圣洁的会选择避开这组人。
And as the name suggests,
顾名思义
religious people are the ones who uphold the law.
教徒是那个维护律法的。
And sinners are the ones that breaks them.
那些罪人是那些藐视律法的。
And so these two groups of people might interact with each other, but they will never eat together.
这两个群体或许能够相处，但是他们绝对不会一起坐下来吃饭。
To eat together was totally out of the question because in Jesus' time, eating together means identifying with and also accepting what the other group does.
因为在耶稣那个时候，一起坐下来吃饭代表着认同并接受另外一组人的所作所为。
How could a religious leader do such a thing?
一个宗教领袖怎么能做这些事情呢？
And so seeing Jesus at a party, the religious leaders began asking Jesus' disciple,why does he eat with the tax collector and the sinners?
所以当宗教领袖看到耶稣在那里那个宴席的时候，他们问了耶稣的门徒，他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
So the impression gathered this time.
这次所给人的印象是
Jesus did not uphold the religious purity observed in those days.
耶稣并没有持守当时所应该有的那个宗教的纯洁性。
Now the third encounter was between Jesus and some people who had a question for him on fasting.
第三次接触是耶稣和一些对于他问他问有关禁食的问题的人。
The benchmark that the questioner used was the Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist.
他们用的基准是法利赛人和那个施洗约翰的门徒。
Now the questioners may not have been fans of the Pharisees and John's disciples.
那些问问题的可能不是法利赛人或者是约翰的门徒的那些支持者。
But when they do a comparison between the three groups,
当他们你把这些人在一起比较
，the piety seen from Jesus' group must have come across to them as substandard.
耶稣那一组的那虔诚。应该被可以当成是不合格。
And that's why they throw out to Jesus this question: Why do John's disciples and the disciples of Pharisee fast, but your disciples do not fast?
因此，他们问到约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒禁食，你的门徒倒不禁食，这是为什么呢
？They are holding. They are doing something pious. You guys don't. You're substandard.
他们做的是虔诚的，而你们是不虔诚的，是不合格的。
Pharisees and John's disciple fasting faithfully.
法利赛人和耶稣和约翰的门徒虔诚的禁食。
Jesus followed eating meals happily.
耶稣的门徒在那边开心的吃。
Now Jesus' disciple must have looked relaxed, much more relaxed in comparison.
相比之下，耶稣的门徒看起来非常的放松。
Or probably closer to the thinking of the people would be this.
或者更接近当时人们所想的。
Jesus' group wasn't serious with fasting.
耶稣的那一组并不重视那个禁食。
Now, the lack in terms of fasting would further discredit Jesus because fasting was something major to the people of Israel back at that time.
缺乏禁食将进一步的诋毁耶稣，因为在那个时候是一个非常重要的事情。
Now we'll come back to this after we have surveyed the other two encounters.
我们在看了另外两个接触之后，我们再回来这一点。
The fourth encounter took place when the Pharisees caught Jesus' disciple plucking heads of grain in the grain field on a Sabbath day.
第四个接触是发生在法利赛人看到耶稣的门徒在安息日从麦地掐了麦穗。
Now it was perfectly okay to feel hungry and to eat on Sabbath.
在安息日感觉到肚子饿或者是吃东西是没问题的。
But fasting was about resting from work.
但进食是休息。
And to gather anything from the harvest field was considered as work.
在去收集啊，庄稼是被视为是在做工。
And so Jesus's group has again invited trouble.
所以耶稣这一组又在自找麻烦。
Let's take a look at the next slide. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest time you shall rest.
你六日要做工，第七日要安息。虽在耕种收割的时候也要安息。
These are words found in the Torah, the law.
这些话可以在摩西五经里找得到。
Which says no no towards touching anything in the harvest field on Sabbath day.
在田里，在安息日的时候是不能够做工的。
And the Pharisees, in knowing this, has already ample reason to forget to be nice before Jesus this time.
法利赛人在了解这一点之后，在耶稣面前。有充分的理由不需要太友善。
They question Jesus in an accusing fashion.
他们用指责的方式来质问耶稣。
They ask him, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?
他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？
Well, the fourth encounter therefore ended up with them as a group that breaks the law at will.
所以第四次的接触就以耶稣这一组触犯了律法为结束。
Now Jesus did explain to them the rationale behind what they were doing.
耶稣也为他们所做的做出了解释。
And he even declared that he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
他甚至宣称他是安息日的主。
Uh-oh, mistake again.
又犯错了。
I guess they would have disliked him even more when he said that.
那他说了这句话之后，那些人只会更加的不喜欢他。
Now the fifth encounter was like the first, where Jesus miraculously healed a paralytic.
第五次的接触是跟第一个接触一样，耶稣奇迹般的痊愈了瘫子。
I think everyone would agree that this is once again something good to have happened.
我相信大家都会同意，这是一个非常美好的事。
Now, but the timing was again the problem. It was again Sabbath.
但是时间上又是一个问题，因为又是安息日。
The stopped work day.
又是那一个不能做工的那一天。
This time the Pharisees did not need to waste time anymore.Or they don't want to waste any more time on verbal exchanges.
这一次法利赛人不要再浪费时间来做那些口头上的交锋。
I suspect they were thinking something like this to themselves on that day.
我怀疑他们在那时候这样想。
Good.
很好。
Jesus healed someone on Sabbath.
耶稣在安息日医治人。
Kill him.
杀了他。
Question.
问题。
Why did the get to know you process ended up with such extremity?
为什么这个了解你的过程以这么极端的方式来结束？
The way in which the religious leader and the people reacted to the new rabbi can be put together in another way.
宗教领袖和人民的这个对这新的拉比的反应可以以另一种方式来呈现。
Let's try this.
我们来尝试一下。
They began by questioning Jesus in their heart.
他们一开始就心中质疑耶稣。
And then they went on to verbally question the disciples, question Jesus himself, and then question Jesus in an accusing fashion.
他们又接着去质问门徒，质问耶稣，并指责的方式来质问耶稣。
The last straw was another healing episode.
最后他导火线就是另一个医治事件。
This time they don't even bother to ask any question.
这一次他们也不屑再去问问题。
Only a plot to destroy him.
只有阴谋来毁坏耶稣。
Heat arose constantly and speedily in this get to know you process.
这个温度在这个了解你这个过程迅速的上升。
Why?
为什么呢？
Now time to look a little deeper at the encounter on fasting.
我们要再稍微深入一点的看这个进食。
And I believe you will see why things turn out so badly in the end.
我相信你就会了解为什么事情到最后变得这么的糟糕。
Now the question that the people askedcarry some background to it that deserve mentioning.
人民所问的问题的那当时的背景是值得一提的。
In Jesus' day, there were only 6 regular fasts annually.
在耶稣的时代，只有六个定期的那个禁食必须遵守。
The Pharisees, however, practiced fasting 2 times a week on Mondays and Thursdays.
不过法利赛人 每周进食两次、啊、星期一和星期四。
John's disciple also did the same、
啊、约翰的门徒也做同样的事。
Probably as a way to copy John's ascetic lifestyle that was lived in the wilderness.
可能是要效仿那个约翰在沙漠中的禁欲主义的那个生活方式。
Now the number of fasts actually required goes to say that what the disciples were being accused of, not as accused of, was way beyond the standard requirement.
每年所需要那个定期的禁食的次数，说明了那些门徒被指责的。不够进食的次数是远远超过他们所应该的。
And so why did the two groups fast so frequently, and why were the question, and why did the questioner bothered about Jesus' group doing lesser?
为什么那两组这么常进食？为什么这些提问的这么在意耶稣那组啊这么少进食？
那 people back then they fast in order to focus better when they are praying.
那时候的人进食是为了在祷告的时候更加的专注。
To show that one is very committed religiously.
展现个人对那个宗教的那个承诺。
To atone for their sins, etc.
并要求赎罪。
But there's one other reason that about or for fasting that is much more crucial to us here.
但是还有一个比较关键的原因。
Fasting was done to mark national tragedies.
进食是为了纪念。国家的悲剧
，such as the captivity，
如亡国。
And so fasting here serves as a symbolic act of acknowledging that their own nation has sinned in the past。
因此，禁食是一种象征性的行为，承认国家过去的罪恶。
Fasting is also to show a sense of repentance，
表示忏悔。
And very importantly，
更重要的是
，very importantly，
更重要的是
，to plead with God。To move him to restore the nation's glory.
恳求上帝恢复国家的荣耀。
Now, some people, even today, would think that more prayer than higher chance of the prayer being answered.
今天有些人可能会认为，更多的祷告意味着，有较高的机会你的祷告会被有回应。
Any of us here think this way?
有谁这么想的呢？
No, this time you can be paisei. Don't need to raise your hand. I won't bother you.Well, the Pharisee probably adopted the same logic for fasting.
法利赛人在禁食这个问题上可能采取同样的那个逻辑。
Fasting more frequently means being more effective in appealing to God to restore the nation's glory.
越多的禁食并未是意味着更有效的恳求上帝恢复国家的荣耀。
And so,
因此
，Jesus' group by not fasting and also sin breaking the laws.
耶稣那一组不禁食并不守律法。
In the eyes of the Pharisee and the people, when Jesus' group does all this, they would then be doing the reverse of what the religious people were supposed to do.
在法利赛人和人民的眼中，是和教徒所应该做的背道而驰。
And their slackness might suggest that the nation is not progressing in terms of purity and piety.
他们的这个松懈可能代表着国家在圣洁和虔诚方面没有那个进步。
Which might therefore slow down the process of God bringing glory back to the nation.
可能会减慢了上帝把荣耀带回以色列的那个过程。
I guess we now see the reason behind the people questioning Jesus and the antagonism of the Pharisees.
我相信我们现在看到了人们质疑耶稣和法利赛人对耶稣的敌意的那个原因。
The people of Israel wanted to shake off the rule of the Romans.
以色列人想摆脱罗马人的统治。
The Pharisees and John's disciples were working hard in asking God for that to happen.
法利赛人和约翰的门徒很努力地祈求上帝让这件事情发生。
But Jesus' group didn't seem to be helping in this area.
耶稣那一组不但不看起来没有在帮忙。
But instead, they appear as a sheer stumbling block in the process.
还成为这个过程中的绊脚石。
The Pharisee, although they may be well known for their religious pride,
虽然法利赛人他们对宗教的骄傲是众所周知的。
Were in this case working very hard for the sake of the nation.
他们是在为国家非常努力的工作。
God bringing back to Israel, bring God back to Israel was the concern that they had in them when they enter into the get to know Jesus process.
上帝把荣耀带回以色列，是他们在了解耶稣的这个过程中，他们非常关注的事情。
Freedom, they were crying freedom as they were crying to God.
他们向上帝呼叫呼求自由。
As they tried to get to know that Jesus, in their heart, they were still crying freedom, freedom.
他们在尝试了解耶稣的时候，他们的内心还在呼喊着自由。
And so when they see Jesus not doing what he was supposed to do and doing what he was not supposed to do,
所以当他们看到耶稣做他们做他不做他应该他没有做他应该做的事的时候，
How can they not be antagonized by this new rabbi whose action seems only to prolong the days of Israel living as subjects of the Roman Empire?
他们如何不被这个耶稣 的行动所激怒呢？因为这延长了那个以色列在罗马的统治的时间。
And so we see the Pharisees weren't simply bad guys.
我们可以看到法利赛人不是单的那个坏人。
They went out to oppose Jesus for fun.
他们不是为反耶稣而反耶稣。
Yet their intention to kill goes to say something else.
他们想杀耶稣的意图说明了
These religious people had a hardness of heart.
这些人他有刚硬的心
Good intention.
他们的用意是好的
Hard working.
非常的努力
Dogged and diligent.
非常的用心
But their hearts were hard.
但他们的心刚硬
Now some churches are observing at this point of time,The season of Epiphany.
在这个时期，有些教会在守那个主显节。
显现节。Okay. Well, it is a season that focuses on Jesus appearing amongst us as the light of the world.
是耶稣以世界的光出现在我们当中。
Now, in our text today, Jesus appeared.
在我们今天的经文，是关于耶稣的出现。
And only to reveal the hardness of heart in religious people who bore.Good intention.
这些他的出现凸显了那些好意的教徒们的那个刚硬的心。
Friends, have you ever wondered if Jesus would appear before us today?
你有没有想过，如果今天耶稣在我们面前出现
？With our own good intentions.
我们的好意。
Perhaps for church.
为教会。
For ministries.
为事工。
For companies.
为公司。
For our own families.
为我们的家庭。
For friends,
为朋友
for neighbors and for society,
为邻居为社会
would our good intention be able to stand if Jesus were to stand before us today?
我们的好意在耶稣面前是否站立得住
Is there any hard-heartedness that we might have mixed with good intention?
我们是否有刚硬的心和我们的好意掺杂在一起
How did we treat our church mate, some of them, on some occasion, how did we treat them last year?
我们自己如何对待教会的兄弟姐妹
This year has only been 2.5 to 3 weeks. How have we treated some of them?
今年只有过了两三个星期
Any tinge of hardness of heart?
你有没有什么任何的刚硬的心
I suppose this is a question worth reflecting as we begin and continue in this new year.
我认为这是我们新的一年的开始，值得我们反思的问题。
Now, I think more than enough has been said about how Jesus was known to the Pharisees and the people.
我想我已经说够了，在耶稣在法利赛人眼中的耶稣。
But how was Jesus known to himself?
但是耶稣对他自己认识多少
？Now, Jesus in answering the question described himself as the bridegroom.
耶稣在回答问题的时候，把自己形容为是新郎。
Now this shows what Jesus knew about himself.
这正好说明了他知道他是谁。
He knew and he was declaring that he is God.
他知道并宣称他是上帝。
Because in the Old Testament, God was the lover of Israel.
因为在旧约的圣经中，上帝是以色列人的情人。
The one who will come and情人
爱人
爱人比较好、The one who will come and marry her in the end times
那一位将会在末世的时候来和她结合 婚。
Okay, the next verse has this to say to us. Maybe I will ask Chen Lian to read them.
你必不再称为撇弃的，你的地也不再称为荒凉的，你却要称为我所喜悦的，你的地也必称为有夫之妇，因为耶和华喜悦你，你的地也必归他。
And the next verse, next slide please.、Yes.
少年人怎样娶处女，你的众民也要照样娶你，新郎怎么样喜悦新妇，你的神也要照样喜悦你。
Now, so Jesus wasn't against fasting in his answer to the people.
耶稣不是反对禁食。
He in fact went on in verse 20 to say that there will be a time when the bridegroom will be taken away and where fasting will be appropriate.
他在第二十节里说到，日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要禁食。
What Jesus was saying that it was a wrong time to fast when the question was asked.
耶稣说的，他的意思是，在问题在问的时候是一个是错的禁食时间。
Because Jesus was the bridegroom.
因为耶稣就是那新郎。
And he was God himself.
也是上帝本身。
And he was in their midst.
他也在他们中间。
In other words, the pious can stop fasting at least for the time being because what they were fasting for has come to pass. It has already come to pass in Jesus.
换句话说，虔诚的可以至少暂时停止禁食，因为他们禁食的目的已经在耶稣身上应验了。
The glory of Israel has returned. The wedding has started, and a new beginning has dawned.
以色列的荣耀已经回来了，婚礼已经开始，一个新的开始已经破晓。
And what about this new beginning?
这个新的开始是什么？
Jesus used the parables of the unstrung cloth and the new wine to convey this newness.
耶稣用了新布和新酒的比喻来传达这个新的开始。
Now of the two parables, which I think we are very familiar, I think the first one grants us extra clarity to what Jesus is trying to say here.
我觉得第一个比喻对耶稣想说的有额外的清晰度。
Using unstrung cloth to mend a tear only involves a very simple extra step.
用新布来缝补撕裂的只涉及一个简单的步骤。
Well, friends, today when you buy your clothings and when you wash them, they don't usually strings.
今天当你买的衣服，你洗了之后，他们通常不会收束。
But Gok Gok Chen Lian's time and my time, when we buy clothings and we bring home, L size become L minus and M size become M minus once we wash it for the first time.
在我的年代，买的衣服回家洗了之后，通常会小一号。
你用的水很毒啊！
所以买大一
点。Anyway, you see, if you want to use a piece of unstrung cloth, you just have to wet it, string it, and put it onto the patch. It works well.
所以你只需要把它弄湿，让它收束，它能做它该做的工作。
What's so difficult about that?
很容易的。
But Jesus purposely skipped over this daily wisdom when he used the parable.
但耶稣在叙述这个比喻的时候，故意的省略了这个常识。
Because he's trying to make the point that the two, Jesus and the old way, really doesn't go together.
因为他想要说明耶稣和旧的那个方法不能够共存。
Fitting Jesus into any of the old ways would in fact destroy the current system.
把耶稣套进那个旧的方法实际上会破坏当时现有的体系。
It's like putting just like putting new wine into the old wine skin. The old wine skin will crack up.
就好像把新酒装在旧的皮袋里，它的皮袋会裂开。
The two parables are Jesus' way of saying that he is not here to fit into any old paradigm and old practices.
这两个比喻是耶稣用来表示他不是来适应旧模式或者旧那个方法的旧的做法的方式。
He is not here to patch up or to revive the old.
他不是来做修补或恢复旧的东西，
but to do new things,
而是做新的，
and to usher in the revolutionary rule of God,
并带来神的那个革命原则。
Now I confess I'm altogether incapable of elaborating on this very much.
我得承认我不能够很好的详细的解释这一点。
At least not as pointedly as the biblical commentator James Edward.
不能够像那个圣经评论员 James Edward 那样的。
And so let me quote him.
让我来引述他的话。
The sentence is slightly verbose, so let me read it slowly to us. The question poses by the image of the wedding feast and the two atom-like parables is not whether disciples will, like sewing a new patch on the old garment or refilling an old container, make room for Jesus in their already full agendas and lives. The question is whether they will forsake business as usual and join the wedding celebration, whether they will become entirely new receptacles for the expanding fermentation of Jesus and the gospel in their lives.
相当长，婚宴和两个简短的比喻所提供的景象要问的是，并非门徒是否愿意好比把新布缝制在旧衣服上，或将新酒装入旧皮带一般，在被填满的时间表里为耶稣腾出空间。景象所要问的乃是门徒是否愿意放下日常在做的事，而去参加那结婚庆典，并成为一个全新并让耶稣及福音在他们里头发酵和扩张的器皿。
To let Jesus ferment in our lives and to let the gospel expand in our lives, that is what Jesus is here for.
让耶稣在我们的生命里发酵，让这福音扩张我们的生命。
Well, this is what the passage has to say to every one of us.
这是该经文所要告诉每一个人的。
But the passage is, of course, also speaking to the church as a whole.
这经文也是在告诉教会。
And I think it's inviting the church or urging the church to at least to reflect on what it is doing.
要教会检讨教会正在做的。
Now, what the church has been doing were put in place in time past because they were necessary and they were effective.
教会一直在做的是过去所定下来的，因为在当时是必要的，而且是传统。
The practices and tradition work well and serve us well.
它的做法对我们是有用的。
Question.
问题。
Are the same practices as helpful today?
这些做法在今天是否仍然有用？
Or are we, by continuing in them, keeping the tradition but losing the connections?
还是我们因为继续这些做法而虽然我们保持了那个传统，但却失去了那个相关性。
Now, God may not have set all the trends that we see around us today.
上帝或许没有设置我们今天我们所看到的那些趋势。
But as Christian, we believe what is happening is what God allows, at least for now.
但我们相信上帝是允许这些正在发生的事情让它发生。
And so in the present era with its forms and situations and styles,
在当今时代的那个形式和情况，
with its new understanding and ideology and preferences,
这些新的概念，
God must still be doing things and still doing new things.
上帝必定还在做事，做新的事。
And that caused the church to reflect on what she is doing.
那叫呼叫教会反思教会所正在做的。
To perceive at the same time what he is doing.
感知上帝所在做的。
And to join him in the wedding celebration.
并和上帝参与婚礼庆典。
To be agents to usher in the new.
成为
那个新的东西
的
使者 the new that Jesus wants to do in all of us,
上帝所要在我们身上所做的新的东西
and in our world,
在我们的世界上。
Let us pray. Lord, this morning we confess that we often come to you thinking first of all ourselves. We come to you and we know youbased on our own likings and preferences and concerns and interests. But Lord, this morning, as we open your word, we ask that you open our hearts, that we will see you as who you are, that the things that you want to do, Lord, we will indeed be that receptacle and that agent. that Lord, we may rejoice more and more as we know you and what you truly want to do, and be a better blessing for people around us in this new year. We look to you for grace and strength.